The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this presentation on stopgaps. Let's start out with a brief overview. Stopgaps are simply temporary measures put in place to prevent the defects from a known problem within a system, process, or product from escaping to a customer. This is in stark contrast to a countermeasure in which a permanent solution is implemented. So now going into a deeper discussion, keep in mind that stopgaps are intended to be temporary, but they should still be well-defined. In fact, a stopgap should have an extra layer of scrutiny on it because of the fact that it is meant to address a known problem. If the process fails, defects will escape to the customer. When a system is consistently poor, the process generally includes an inspection step somewhere downstream. While this is by no means a desirable condition, it is not a stopgap, as there is often nothing in the works to correct the problem. A stopgap normally begins its life as a direct response to a change of some sort. The origin could be a piece of machinery that is wearing out, a shift in the supplier's specification for an off-the-shelf product that can no longer meet your product's requirements, or it could be a side effect of a process improvement that took waste out of another process. In any case, the change means that the process is no longer capable of producing an acceptable level of quality. So, while a new, better process is developed, or a new machine is installed, or a new vendor is sought out, a temporary process is implemented. This stopgap process is intended to be a bridge, but because it is hastily developed, a stopgap is generally resource intensive. That simply means that there has been no continuous improvement scrutiny applied to make a low-waste process that delivers high quality. A stopgap trades speed of implementation for the refinement that goes with a well-developed process. We do have some words of warning to keep in mind when you implement stopgaps. The single biggest risk of a stopgap process is not, as many people think, that it will fail to identify defects. While stopgap processes are far less effective than well-developed pokey yokes, for example, they still tend to do a pretty decent job of capturing known problems. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.